Today's daf is Gittin Daf Yud. We are 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Tesa Midbeis V'ho'iko L'shma. Today's daf's being learned as a S'chus Refuah Shalema for Shoshana Malka Bas Dobra. And today's daf's also being learned L'ilui Nishmas Zisul Bas Reb Shmuel Halevi. So we're still in the first Perek of Masechtas Gittin. We're still discussing the first sugya of Masechtas Gittin, and that is the sugya of Hamevi get Mimdina Sayom, Tzorach Sheyoymar, Befonai Nechtav, Ubefonai Nechtav. In yesterday's daf, we saw that this Takonas Chazal of Befonai Nechtav, Ubefonai Nechtav, was said regarding a get Isha, but it was also said regarding another get, which is Mei Inyan Le Inyan, Ba'isa Inyan, and that is a get Shechver. And then the Mishnah said, Vizu Achas Min Hadrochim Sheshavu Gitei Noshim L'Shechrurei Avodim. The fact that Saya Mevi get Mimdina Sayam where the get is a get Isha, and Saya Mevi get Mimdina Sayam where the get is a get Shechur, in both cases the Shliach would have to say Befanai Nechtav or Befanai Nechtav. That is only one of other similarities that we find between a get Isha and a get Shechur. Now, the Makar that there should be a commonality between a get Isha and a get Shechur is based on Yud Gimel Midos Shatir Nedreshes Behem. It's based on Gzeir Shava. It says the word law in the parasha of get Isha. It says the word law in the parasha of get Shechur, law. And from there, we compare and contrast the halachas. But the Mishnah alluded to there being several commonalities. However, the Mishnah didn't mention what they were. Stating that, the Gemara brought a braisa, which was wordier than the Mishnah is, that is, as it almost always is, and the braisa listed out some of the other similarities. In fact, the braisa said, "B'shloisha d'rochem shavu gitei noshem l'shechrurei avodim u'kedivrei rameir ba'arba." So what are the three according to the Chachamim? Number one, shavu l'moylechu l'mevi, the takona b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. Number two, and this is the next Mishnah we're going to learn, and that is an eight kuti, l'manda amar, kutim geirei emes. If they sign on a shtar, the shtar is going to be pasul, with the exception of Gitei Noshim and Shechrurei Avodim, somewhat counterintuitively, in that instance, the shtar is going to be kosher. And the third commonality, which is the Mishnah we're going to learn after that, and that is a halacha regarding a shtar that was mekuyim, but it happened in their kais. It happened in the batei dinim of the Ovdei Kechavim. So there the halacha is that we don't care, even if the signatures are Ovdei Kechavim, still the halacha is that the shtar is going to be kosher, with the exception of these two. Gitei Noshim and Shechrurei Avodim. Rameir had a fourth, and that is if somebody would make a shliach and he would say, give this get Isha to my wife, or give this get Shechrur to my Eved, if he wants to be Chayzer, according to the Chachamim, you can be Chayzer by a get Isha, because Ein Chavin L'Adam Ela B'Fanav, you can't be Chayzer by a get Shechrur, because Zachan L'Adam Shalei B'Fanav, according to Rameir, Avda Befkeir Nichalei, it's a Chayv, Sai for a woman to be divorced and Sai for an Eved to be Meshuchar, and as a result, if he would want to be Chayzer B'Shneim, he could, and that's the fourth similarity. Either way, the Avoida of Daf Tesam and Beis all the way on to Daf Yudam and Aleph is understanding the similarities, but even more so, are these the only things that get Isha and get Shechur have in common? It's only these three according to the Chachamim. It's only those four according to Rameir. Minyano lemutemai, etc., etc. So we're in the middle of that analysis. We're in the middle of that conversation. 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Tesa Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, v'iko lishma. I have another thing that get Isha and get Shechur have in common. And why is it that it wasn't mentioned in the Braisa? And that is, a get Isha has to be prepared lishma. We know that. That's the first halacha of the Masechta, according to Rabbah. The kosav law lishma. A get shechur also has to be prepared lishma. If that's the case, why wasn't it mentioned? So the Gemara says, Gishmak, Bishlam of the Rabbah, Bishlam according to Rabbah, who holds that the reason there's a takana of Hamevi get Medina Seyam Tzarch Shiyam, Befanai Nechtav is Lefishayim Bekin Lishma, Hayim Lemoylech Lemevi. So really, the halacha of lishma is included in the Shavu l'maylechu l'mevi. Once we mention that these two gittin have in common the takana of b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam, that's just another way of saying that they both need to be prepared l'shma. Because the whole reason that you say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam is because of the halacha l'shma. But according to Rav, that b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam has nothing to do with l'shma, but rather it's l'fishein edim mitzuyin l'kaimoy. So if that's the case, then why did we not mention the commonality that get ish and get shichur have, and that is they both have to be prepared lishma. The Suda Gemara says, I'll ask you a kasha, that's a kasha, say according to Rabban, say according to Rabban. That is being the Rabban, being the Rabban, ikka mechubur. What about the halacha that you can't write a get isha on mechubur lekarka? And we learn from the Gzeir Shav Allah law that you also can't write a get shichur on mechubur lekarka. So that's another halacha that get isha, get shichur have in common. A regular shtar could be written on mechubal karka. It's a special halacha by a get isha and by a get shichur, and this has nothing to do with Rabbi and Rava, because b'fanai nechtu b'fanai nechtav, according to Rabbi, addressed lishma, but it didn't address mechubers. Up the Gemara, kik tani. I'll tell you what the answer is, and this is the answer to both of these kashas. Why we didn't mention lishma in the brayso, and why we didn't mention mechubar in the brayso, and that is the brayso is only discussing psula drabonin, things that are possible, but they're possible midrabonin. They raisa loik tani. However, things that are possible midraisa are not mentioned. So if you go back to the brayso, what was mentioned? Moilechu mevi, b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam, that's a takanas chachamim. The fact that an eid kuti is possible for gittei noshim and shechuri avodim is also only midrabanan. Because as we mentioned already twice, the Mishnah is going according to the manda amar that the kutim were geriyemes. So really, they're yidden. The fact that they can't sign on a get isha and a get shechur must be rabbinic in nature. So again, we're dealing with a psul drabanan. The fact that a shtar that was prepared in our kois is possible Begitei Noshim v'Shechuri Avodim. The Gemara seems to be saying that that's also only a Psol D'Rabbanan. The problem is it's not. That's really a Psol D'Raisa, and that's going to be the Gemara's Kasha. And finally, Rav Meir, who said that Mishaleach could be Chayzer if he sends a Shliach Lailacha with a Get Isha or a Get Shechur, that also it sounds like the Gemara is saying is a Psol D'Rabbanan, which is also incorrect. Because as we'll see, that's also a Psol D'Raisa. But the bottom line is, for now, what the Gemara is saying is that the only things that were mentioned in the Braisa are things that are Psol D'Rabbanan, which really doesn't work. But either way, it would answer the Kasha if it did work. Because Lishma and Mechubra are both Psol D'Raisa, and because the Psol D'Raisa, it's for that reason that they weren't mentioned. But the Gemara asks the question that we just said. Three things mentioned according to the Chachamim are that get isha and get shechur that were prepared in their kois of Ovdei Kechavim Apostle. That psul, as we'll see when we learn that Mishnah at the end of the daf, is a psul deiraisa. So if that psul is a psul deiraisa, so what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, be'edi mesira ukurabalaza da'amer edi mesira karti. Could be the Tanavar Braisa held like Rabbi Lazar, who we paskin like, who holds edi mesira karti. Which means, we know this already from Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that a shtar, a get isha, and a get shichra for that matter as well, won't even need to have Edom signed on it. In fact, Rabbi Lazar says the only reason Edom signed on the shtar is mipnei tikkun ha'olam. In case the Edom Asira die, and at some point you have a shiloh, is this get? Yeah, get, not a get. So it's convenient to have Edei Chasima. But really, you don't need them to create the krisus. So it comes out then that any halacha related to Edom Asira is really only a din d'rabbanan, because midday raisa eidei mesira karti. So being that midday raisa eidei mesira karti, so it could be really even the Mishnah of our kois is going in a case where the psul is a psul d'rabbanan. Aye, what's the kasha l'chayra? You would think that oiv de kechavim that sign on to get isha are psul le'edos midday raisa. They are possible le'edos midday raisa, but the shtar itself is still kosher midday raisa. The shtar itself is only going to be possible midrabanan, because the whole edei chasim in the first place is only a din d'rabanan. But the Gemara says, how could you say that the Mishnah that says that a shtar that was prepared in the erkois begitei noshin u'b'shechruri avadim is going according to Rabbi Lazar, and when we say it's possible, it's only possible with the Rabbanan, but Midik Tani Sefer, that Mishnah, again, which we're going to be a lot more familiar with at the end of this daf, brings a Sefer, and it says in the Sefer, Rabbi Shimon said, Afei Luk Sheirin, Rabbi Shimon says that Ovdei Kechavim that sign on a get Isha, and Ovdei Kechavim that sign on a get Shechur, do not disqualify the get. The get's still going to be a kosher get. Rabbi Zeira said, how could it be? How could it be that if you have a get Isha with a signatures are Ovdei Kechavim, the halacha is its kosher. So Rav Zeir explained, Yar Rav Shimon l'shitasich Rav Elazar. Rav Shimon was going according to Rav Elazar, the Omer Edom Asira Karti, who holds Edom Asira Karti. And being that Edom Asira Karti, it's, you know, for that reason, it's going to be kosher. Now, if Rav Shimon, who holds that Ovdei Kechavim could sign on to get Isha, holds that way because he holds Edom Asira Karti, Michlal the Tanakama Zavaloi. That would imply then that the Tanakama who argue with Rav Shimon, the Tanakama who hold that Ovdei Kechavim cannot sign on a get isha, must be they don't hold like Rabbi Lazar, and they hold that Edei Chasim Akarti. Now, if they hold Edei Chasim Akarti, that means that the shtar is possible midei raisa. So again, You can't tell me that the reason we didn't mention Mechubra and Lishma is because we're only talking about Psuli Derabanan, because Erkais is a Psul Deraisa. And don't tell me, no, it's only a Psul Derabanan because we're going to leave it to Rabbi Lazar. So the whole Mechayev of having signatures in the first place is Midrabanan, because Rav Shimon, who's the Baal Plukta on this halacha, he obviously held like Rabbi Lazar, Mechal the Tanakam Aloy, but the Gemara says it's not true. La'oilam, Sai the Tanakam and Sai Rav Shimon both hold Edim Asir Karti. If that's the case, why would the Tanakama say that if the Edom that are signed on a Get Isha are Uvdei Kechavim, the Get's going to be possible? And what's Rav Shimon's now? Machloikis, Rav Shimon says, no, because Edom is Sira Karti, it's Kashif. Everybody holds Edom is Sira Karti. What are they arguing about? So the Gemara here is Mekatzer. The Gemara at the end of the Daf on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph is going to be a little bit more Meirich, but the Gemara's Teretz is that although Rabbi Lazar holds Edom is Sira Karti, but we saw this already, on Daftal and Amid Aleph, Moide Rabbi Lazar b'mezuyif mitoicha. So even though it's true, Rabbi Lazar holds a shtar doesn't need Edei Chasima, but at the same time, once you have Edei Chasima, you better get it right. Because Moide Rabbi Lazar b'mezuyif mitoicha. So that if the Eid would be a Kariv, or he would be apostle, like in this Mishnah, or even if the Chasima was Shaloi Lashma, Moide Rabbi Lazar b'mezuyif mitoicha, and it's for that reason, it's going to be a problem. So the Gemara says like this, La'olam sai the Tanakama in the Mishnah later, and sai Rav Shimon both like Rabbi Lazar, Edom Asira Karati. The Tanakama holds that even though Edom Asira Karati, and you don't need Edom Chasima at all, but if the Edom Chasima are Ovdei Kechavim, it's going to be apostle. Why? Because it's Mezuyif Mitoicha. Because an Ovid Kechavim, even though he's kosher if he signed Berkais when it comes to Shtari Mamun, but not when it comes to Gerisha. Why? We didn't learn the Sugya yet. But that's the halacha. And that psul is only a psul Rabban. And therefore, it was mentioned in the Braisa that talks about the similarities between the Gedish and the Ged Shecher, because we're discussing Psuli the Rabbanan, and this Psul is a Psul the Rabbanan. Because Moid Rabbi Lazim and Mizuif Mitoicha is not a Dinde Reis, it's a Dinde Rabbanan. Now, the question is, if Moid Rabbi Lazim and Mizuif Mitoicha, why does Rav Shimon say it's kosher? So that the Gemara says, Ike Beinai was Shemus Mufak. And the only time Rav Shimon said it's kosher is when the signature that was signed was a Shem Mufak, meaning it's a name that's very obviously a non-Jewish name. The Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, again, we'll see this at the end of the Daf, gave a few examples of it. Rav Papa said, going Hurmiz, Va'avdina, Bar Shepsoi, Bar Kidri, Bati, Venakamuna. So these were clearly Gentile names. And if such a name would sign on the shtar, it's only then the Rav Shimon says it's mutter. And the lomdus is because the reason Moide Rav Shimon, Moide Rav Lazar is because we're afraid that people are going to think that these signatures are really signatures of a Yid. Because usually a Yid signs on a shtar. So you're going to think this person's a Yid, and you're going to trust him to be Edim Asira, let's say. You're going to trust him as a regular Yid, and that's not good. So Rav Shimon held that in the event that the shame is a shame mufik, so you know for sure it's not a Jew. So okay, in that case, you don't have to worry about it. That's the only case that he was matir. But again, the punchline that we need is just in a cheshbon. La'olam sai the Tanakam in the Mishnah later, and sai Rav Shimon in the Mishnah later, are both of the opinion Edim Asira Karti. The machloikis is, by Shemus Mufakim, do you say Moide Rabbi Lazar b'mezuyif mitoicha, or do you not? But being that we're going according to Rabbi Lazar, Edim Asira Karti, and the whole psul by Gedisha get Shechur is out, Moide Rabbi Lazar b'mezuyif mitoicha, that's a psul d'rabbanan. If it's a psul d'rabbanan, that's why it's mentioned. And if that's the case of the Mishnah, and all the case of the Mishnah, or the Braisa, are Psuli Derabanan, that's the answer why we didn't mention Lushma, and that's the reason why we didn't mention Mechubra. But the Gemara asks another Kasha. And this Kasha we also spoke out when we started the Gemara. V'chazara day Raisa v'ktani. Remeir had a fourth similarity between Get Isha and Get Shechur, and that is Chazara. That in both cases, if the Meshaleach sends a Shleich Lalach and he wants to be Chayzer, he can be Chayzer. This is Remeir Shita, that Get Shechur is a Chayf, is a Schus, is a chayiv because Abdu Befker Nichalei, and therefore you can be chayiv from Ged Isha just like you can be chayiv from Ged Isha from Ged Shechur. But what's the point? The point is that's for sure a din deraisa, and you see it's mentioned. So the Gemara says you're right. Because of this, we have to be chayiv from the original Teretz. Again, the kasha was that the Braisa is talking about similarities between Ged Isha and Ged Shechur. Why do we mention Lishma? Why do we mention Mechubar? We thought we had a good answer. We're only talking about the Rabbanans, not the Raisas. The first two were easy. The third we were able to make worth, but we stubbed our toe on the fourth. We couldn't make the fourth one work. So this Teretz doesn't work. So we have to revisit the original kasha, and this is the final answer. Tiktani milsa the lesser bekedushin, milsa the isa bekedushin like tani. The similarities between Ged Isha and Ged Shechur are things that are not true in the sugya of a shtar kedushin. So we know isha niknis bekesef shtar and beer. So one of the ways to be mekadosh is with shtar. So this brisa that says three things, four things, is things that are not negeya kedushin. And Rashi speaks out why all three of these halachas are not negeya kedushin. Ayin sham, it's going to get late early. But the point is that these are all things that are not negeya kedushin, and that's why they were mentioned as opposed to lishma, and as opposed to mechuber, and it's for that reason we didn't mention them. Zok de gemara v'chazara gufa isa b'kedushin. How could you tell me that we're not mentioning anything that's included in the law of kedushin, but chazara, which is the kasha that forced us to say a new teretz, that gufa you have by kedushin, right? What would be if somebody sends a shliach to be mekadosh an isha, and then he decides he wants to be chayzer? I don't want to be mekadosh the isha. Of course, he could be chayzer. So just like Rameir said that you could be chayzer if you send a shliach to be megarish an isha, you could be chayzer if you send a shliach to be meshacher an eved. You could also be chayzer if you send an isha, send a shliach to be mekadosh an isha. So if that's the case, then you're telling me we're only mentioning things that are less of a kedushin. This is something that's isa b'kedushin. The Gemara says a little bit of a mechudosh to get teretz, and that is b'shlichus bal korcha. When Rameyer said that get ish and get shichur are similar, that in both cases, if you make a shliach and you want to be chayzer, you could be chayzer. What he meant was that if you make a shliach to do this thing bal korcha of the person on the other end, you'd be able to do it. You could divorce a woman bal korcha, pre-cheirim de Rabbeinu Gershom, and you can be meshacher and eved bal karcha. There was no cheirim de Rabbeinu Gershom on that. So if you want to be megarish or be meshacher bal karcha, that's okay. But you can't be mekadosh an isha bal karcha. So it's true, the concept of being chayzer by a shlichus of kedushin is something that exists. But not if the shlichus was go do it bal karcha. Technical answer, but the bottom line is this is already something to begin with Shanisa Bakushan Lessa, and that is going to be the answer. So again, just to do a little bit of a recap, the Mishnah mentioned that just like this takana b'fanai nechta by get isha, you have the same exact takana as it relates to a get shichra, maybe get shichra medina sayom tzarech shiyomar b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta v'zu achas min hadrachim sheshavu gitei noshim. Clearly implying that there are more. There are more. The Braisa mentioned 3, Aliba de Chachamim, 4, Aliba de Rameir. But really, in the final analysis, what we saw is that there's even more than that. And the Braisa is just talking about very, very specific criteria. What's the specific criteria in the final analysis? The specific criteria is the Braisa is only mentioning things that are lesa b'kedushin. But if we were going to incorporate things that are Isa B'Kedushin, we could have added to the list. Specifically, what could we have added? We could have added the halacha of Lishma. Get Isha has to be written Lishma. Shtar Shichra has to be written Lishma. And a Shtar Kedushin also has to be written Lishma. And if we wanted, we could have added also the halacha of Mechuber. You can't write a Get Isha on Mechuber Lekarka. You can't write a Get Shichra on Mechuber Lekarka. And you can't write a Shtar Kedushin on Mechuber Lekarka. But this Bryce is talking about things where it's Shavu Gitei Noshon L'Shachuri Avadim. It's a very, very exclusive list. If it falls outside the purview of only those two things, it's not mentioned, and that's how we ended up with 3, Marked Islay, and 4, Marked Islay. Either way, the Mishnah is now going to bring the next halacha here in Masechtas Gittin, which is a halacha that came up very much on Daf Tes, and this is the halacha of an 8 kuti that signs on a document. Is it going to be kosher or is it not going to be kosher? So really, now's the time to give a hakdama again to the sugya of kutim, which is not something we have time to do, and Baruch Hashem, because of the related raid bites, not really something we need to do. So ayin sham, because this is one of the important Mar Makoimis, one of the dafin and shas that talk about the sugya of kutim. But the back of the napkin introduction to the kutim is that we know that during the first Beis Hamikdash, the Aseres HaShvatim were taken into exile, which created a tremendous void and a vacancy in Eretz Yisrael. And Melech Ashur, who was the one that oversaw this Golus, was not happy with the fact that he had this huge parcel of land that had nobody living in it. So he decided to take people from some of the surrounding areas, displace them, and bring them to Eretz Yisrael. So he gathers people from different countries. One of those countries that he gathered the people from was a place called Kuta. So that's somewhere in the general region of Iraq. But Kuta is Shammai, and this whole chevra that came would become known as the Kutim based on the fact that one of the places that he took these people from was Kuta. Now, these people were obviously not Jewish, and they arrived in Eretz Yisrael, and they were behaving like Bnei Noach, but not even keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And Abishta felt that Eretz Yisrael can't handle this, so he sends lions to go, and they start eating people up, and it wasn't good. So these chevra didn't know what to do, so they go to a Navi, and they tell the Navi, all of a sudden, there's this pandemic, this thing's happening. We need some help. So he says, you're living in a holy land. You're living in the land of the Jews. And the reason this is happening is because you're not behaving properly. What you need to do is be Megayer. And if you're going to be Megayer, you're going to see all the tzaras are going to go away. V'kachav. And there was a major debate amongst the Tanam, fast forward hundreds and hundreds of years later, whether that Geirus was considered a sincere Geirus or whether it wasn't considered a sincere Geirus. The truth is, what triggered the Geirus? It was these Arroyos. It was these lions. And based on that, there were those that believed that Kutim Geiri Arroyos. They're not real Geirim. In order for a Geirus to work, it has to be sincere. And if somebody does it for an alternative reason, then the Geirus is not a real Geirus. And there were those that felt, look at the circumstances, read Nach, know what happened, then you're going to chap that this Geirus wasn't a Geirus. There were other Tanam that held, I know, the Kutim were Geiri Emes. And this is for sure top 10 machloikas of all time. Kutim Geiri Emes or Kutim Geiri Arroyos. There were many Tanam that held one way, and there were many Tanam that held another way. A postscript to this machloikas is the Gemara Masechta Schulin, where the Gemara says that at some point, Nimnu Vegamru Chazal got together, and they decided that the Kutim are not behaving like Yidden, and as a result, moving forward, we're no longer going to treat them as Yidden. Now, that in and of itself is a plea. How could you do that? If they're Yidden, they're Yidden. You can't wake up one morning and decide, you know something? We apologize, you're no longer a member. And as a result, you can't do that. If you're a Yid, you're a Yid. The emesis, there's a big machlokes achroinim, what that even meant. Most achroinim held that avad the Chazal didn't take away the status of Yid from the Kutim. If they're a Yid, l'mando amakutim geirei emes, then they're a Yid. All they said was, is that l'chumro, we're going to treat them now like ovdei kechavim. So yeinam yayin nesach, etc. But avada gevis, if they're mekadosh anisha, for example, l'chumro, you're going to have to be chayish for the kedushim. There were others, uberoshim, the helik echsam sofer, who held not that way. Dvarim nefloim mamish, I am the related raid bites. But the bottom line is we have a Mishnah right now that talks about the Kutim. And again, every time you see Kuti mentioned in Chazal, you have to look in Rashi, Tosfos, Mefarshim. You have to know, are we going Leman Dama Kutim Geiri Emes? Are we going Leman Dama Kutim Geiri Arayas? And even if we're going Kutim Geiri Emes, are we going before that Sugi and Chulin? Are we going after the Sugi and Chulin? So the giveaway is, our sugya now is going according to the Manda Amar that the Kutim were Geiri Emes, and this daf is really a classic, not just here in Gittin Daf Yod, this is prime real estate, but this is also a classic in Gantz Teresh of Alpet, one of the important sugyas that talk about the Kutim. Zok the Mishnah, kol get sheyesh olav eight kuti pasal. Any get here means a shtar. So any shtar that has an eight kuti. Eight is in the singular. So there's one kuti that signed on the sket. The halacha is, it's going to be possible. With exception of a get isha and a get shechur, there, if there's an eight kuti that signed, it's going to be kosher. So it's a little counterintuitive. Usually you think that a get isha and a get shechur would be more chomer. This is din lishma, b'fanai nechtav, this is a din of mechubber. You would expect it to be a little bit more chomer, but it's actually more kulik. So a regular shtar that has an eight kuti signed on it is possible. Gitei nashim and shukri abundant. It's more kulik. Over there, it's going to be kosher. I said there was a story. If you lefnei Rabbi Gamliel l'kfar usnoi, get isha v'hoyu edav edav kutim. They once brought a get to Rabbi Gamliel l'kfar usnoi. This was a get isha. There were edim lashon rabim. It's going to play itself out in the Gemara, that were Kutim, the Hichsher, and Rabbi Gamliel said that the Shtar is going to be kosher. It sounds like Rabbi Gamliel is saying the halach of the Mishnah, but really he's not, because the Mishnah said that an eight Kuti, one eight would be kosher. Rabbi Gamliel is saying more than that. Rabbi Gamliel was machshered even though there were two eidim. Zok the Gemara. So the Mishnah began and said, Kol get sheyesh all of eight Kuti pasul, chutz migitei noshim v'shechruri avad. So three diyukim that are going to help us in the Gemara. Number one, an eight Kuti is pasul for all shtaris, with the exception of get isha and get shechur. So ordinarily, if this is a shtar mamon, for example, and eight kuti signs, it's pasul. If an eight kuti signs on a get isha, get shechur, it's kosher. But even when we say that a kuti that signs on a get isha and a get shechur, it's kosher, it's only if it's an eight, one eight. So what's the kitzah shulchan aruch of an eight signing on a shtar? If it's a shtar mamon, any shtar other than get isha and get shechur, pasul. Get isha, get shechur, kosher. But even then, only if it's one, if both Edom are going to be Kutim, it's going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, being aware of those 3 points, Mani Masnisen, who's the Tanakh of our Mishnah? Late Tanakhama. It would seem to be not the Tanakhama of late. Rabbi Lazar Nishra, Rabbi Lazar of late, Rabbi Shimon Gamli, and Rabbi Shimon Gamli, the Tanya, we learned in a braise. So, Matzas Kuti Muteres for Adam Yoitze Bo Yedei Chai Vasei V'Pesach. What happens if a Kuti made matzas for you? So you have matzas, but who prepared the matzas? A Kuti. are the matzahs kosher or are they not kosher? So the Tanakhama says, matzahs kutim uteres, you're allowed to eat it on Pesach, meaning we're not concerned that it's chametz. Even more than that, you can fulfill your chiyuv kezayis of be'erev toichlo matzahs. Meaning, not only are we not concerned that these matzahs are not real matzahs, but we even trust the kuti that he prepared the matzahs l'shma. So there's a din l'shma when it comes to matzah, just like there is in Hilchas Gerishin, and we're comfortable that whatever needed to be l'shma, chloik is what exactly needs to be l'shma, but whatever it is, if it was prepared by the kuti, we trust him 100%. So it's mutter, number one, and even a bigger chiddush, you could be yaitzni chavas bebas. Rabbi Elazar, sir. Rabbi Elazar says, no. If a kuti prepared your matzahs, you can't eat it. L'fisha aim bikiyim b'tiktuke mitzvahs, because they're not baki in all the halachas, and as a result, you can't trust the kuti. No way, it might be chametz, can't eat it. Shimon Gamliel said like this, kol mitzvah shechziku ba kutim, any mitzvah that we have a chazaka that the kutim observe, harbe medaktik imba yoisim yisrael, they're actually more medaktik than it is a yid. Now, were the kutim medaktik in matzah, or were they not medaktik in matzah? So it's not 100% clear. But the bottom line is, we have three shitas here in this braisa as it relates to were kutim medaktik in mitzvahs, or were they not medaktik in mitzvahs? Tanakhama says, for sure. You could be yoitzer, your kezayis matzah, belel pesach, eating matzahs kuti. Rabbi Lozes oisei says, chas v'sholom, ein bekim b'tektukei mitzvahs. And as a result, don't go near any mitzvah that has anything to do with a kuti, because you don't know if it's really good. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, it depends. Some mitzvahs, they're more medactic than a yid. Other mitzvahs, they're not negeya. Says the Gemara Mani, who is the tan of our Mishnah? Okay, what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that a kuti that signs on a shtar, pos, get isha, get shechar, kosher, but even then, only if it's one kuti. Tanakam is the Mishnah going according to the Tanakam of Shashtar is Nami. Tanakam says that the kutim were bikim and then medaktik in the mitzvahs. And again, we're going kutim geri emes, so we know the kuti's a yid. If the kuti's not a yid, this conversation's dead on arrival. We know he's a yid. So the question now is he medaktik in mitzvahs? Why do you care if he's medaktik in mitzvahs? It's one of the Ten Commandments. Is he signing properly? Is he not signing properly? Right? Could we trust him or could we not trust him? So according to the Tanakam, you could trust him. If you could eat his matzahs, why can't he sign on a shtar? Eat Rabbi Laza, if it's going according to Rabbi Laza that says you can't eat his matzah, if he'll get Isha Nami Loi, then you can't trust him. Maybe he's lying. And as a result, even by Gerish, it should be a problem. V'Rav Shimon Gamliel, and if it's going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, then V'man of Shach, Ida Achsek, if Loisan Abriach Eid Shaker, Midvash Shaker Tirchak, and all the Lavin and Essen that are associated with this Inyan, is something that the Kutim were Nizer and then Afilu Shah 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 Shah, they should be able to sign a Shah Shah and eat the Loi Achsek, and if not, Afilu Gedish and Nami Loi, then they shouldn't be able to. So Mar says, who is the Tana of the Mishnah? That's the question. Maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel here. Maybe the time of the Mishnah of Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara says Gishmak, Uda Achzik Baha, Vidalay Achzik Baha. Maybe the Mitzias was that the Kutim were careful that when it came to a get Isha get Shikr, so they took it more seriously, and there they were Erlich, and there they would only sign if it was the truth. But when it came to money, they weren't as Erlich, and then they didn't care as much. Okay, sounds like a very good answer, right? Shimon Gamliel gave you some great area, you have what to work with. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, my ear Yechad, then why is it only an aid? Echot kuti that's kosher afilu trei nami, even two should be. And Allah, Rabbi Elazar, why Rabbi Elazar make the diik that we made in the Mishnah? Lo yechshiru boy ela eight echot kuti bavad. So why is only an eight kosher? So even though you could make it work according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, but that third diik that we mentioned, it's mashma only an eight echot. So again, who is the Tana of the Mishnah? Zaktimar loylem Rabbi Elazar. Loylem, I'll tell you the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds you can't eat the matzahs of a kuti. Rabbi Elazar holds you can't trust the kuti. Still, the Tan of our Mishnah is going to be Rav Elazar. We could go in the Chasim Yisrael Besayt. The case was where there were two signatures on the Get Isha or on the Get Shechar. The first one was the Kuti. The second one was the Shainid. The Ilav, the Kuti Chaver Hava. Where if not for the fact that this Kuti was someone that you could trust, Lehav Machtam Lemikame, he would never have allowed him to sign in front of him. Or he would never sign behind him. The point is that Yisrael would never sign with someone that's not a kosher. So from the fact that he signed together with him on a shtar, that's right, he's okay. And again, we're going Kutim Geri Emes. So really, he's a kosher aid. He's a yid. He's just a chashud. We don't want to eat his matzahs. Okay, so we shouldn't trust him on a signature either. But if I have an umdina to assume that he's telling the truth, then I could trust him, and that's the case. But the Gemara asks the obvious question. If that's the case, afilu shar shtaris nami. So why, by shtar shtaris, is it going to be different? If the kimta is that the yid signed after the kuti, okay, so it's the same kimta for shar shtaris. So then, why there is it a problem? Elo, the reason must be, I know the answer, because I'm reading maybe the yid that signed the shtar was really the first person to sign. He never signed after anybody. Aye, then why did he sign on the bottom of the paper? Because he was an anav, he was a humble person, the ikano. And he thought somebody was going to come afterwards that's a shener yid than him. And he wanted to give him ravchus. He should be able to sign. So you can't prove anything from the fact that you have a yid signed after the kuti. It means nothing. Well, if that's the case, so by get, he should say the same thing. Rapapa said, oh, I know the answer. And based on the answer, we can prove a halacha. So you say meres. From here, you can prove ede haget in chos min zebeloise. Then when it comes to ede haget, you can't sign zebeloise. Ede gerishin have to sign at the same time. So if you see a kuti and a chavar sign, one after the other, bal karchach, they sign together, and there's no way the Yisrael would have signed together with the Kuti. And if that's the case, for sure the Kuti is a kasha. That's a right that you have by a Ge'isha. It's not a right that you have by a regular Shah. My time, what's the makar to this? Meaning, you're telling me this halacha is predicated on this Zoysay Meres. What is the source of this? Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Gzeira Mishum Kolchem. It's a Gzeira Mishum Kolchem. Rashi says that Kolchem is a Mishnah later in the Masechta, where a man told 10 people, Kulcham kisfu get lishti. I want you to all write a get for my wife. Now, he doesn't need 10 get, then he only needs one. So the Mishnah says, Echot koisev, v'kulam chaisman. But we look at it as if he made a tanai, that the only way this get's going to be kosher is if it's kulam chaisman. So let's say two of these 10 people would sign. You'd say, oh, gewaldig, edi chasima. No, over here you need all of them to sign. Now, it's very likely that not all of them will end up signing. Only some of them will. And people will assume the get is kosher. Why would you think it's not kosher? You have Edom, you could do Kim Shtaris, you could befanai necht of this and befanai necht of it. So, l'chari, you would think for sure it's kosher. Which is a problem, because it's not going to be kosher unless they all sign. So because of this rear case, Chazal made a takana that Edom are never allowed to sign without the others. So, being that there was a kolcham here, they were all appointed as being Edom. They all have to sign together. You'll never have a situation where only two of them will sign and not all of them, because there's a halach, and this is a halach in Shulchan Aruch, that the Edom have to sign together, and this is the only way it's going to work. But has this answered the question, right? We didn't fully close this loop. The question was, the Tana of the Mishnah that holds that a kuti can't sign a regular shtar, could sign a get ish and a get shikr, but even then he can only sign by himself. So the question is, who are we going according to? Are we going that the kutim were erlecha people, they should be able to sign a regular shtar? Are we going that they're not erlecha people, they shouldn't be able to sign a gerisha? Maybe we're going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel that they were erlech for some things, they weren't erlech for other things. Oh, beautiful. So they were erlech regarding gerisha, they weren't erlech regarding shtar. The problem is, then why is it that only one aid can sign, if kutim are gerim, and they're erlech, so two of them should be able to sign as well? So the Gemara's teretz was the Olam Rabbi Lazari. Rabbi Lazari was the middle shita. He's the one that holds that the etzim you can't trust kutim. We're going according to the man that holds you can't trust kutim. And that's why a kuti can't sign on a regular shtar. He's kosher, geiri emes, midday raisa, but he's a chashid. And because he's a chashid, therefore you can't. And because he's a chashid, that's why if you'd have two kutim on a get ish, it also would be a problem. The only reason it's kosher is because he's one, and he signed together with the Yisra. So that if the Yisrael signed, we assume that this guy must be good, because he would never sign together with him. And that only works by a Gerish and a Get Shichr, with this halach, Eidi Aget, and Chaisman, Zabaloizah. And that's true, Saif Gerish, Saif Get Shichr, and that's why it works there. But for a regular shtar, we don't have that umdeno, so the fact that a Yid is signed together with the Kutim means nothing. What you're left with is Rabbi Lazar, who's Chaisman, the Kutim, that is the Gemara's Teretz. So Maskon is going to Rabbi Lazar, and usually he would be a Chashid. He's not Chashid because this Yisrael signed with him, based on an umdina that Yisrael wouldn't sign. That umdina only plays out by get isha, get shukr. It doesn't play out by shtar. That is pshad in our Mishnah. Zok to Gemara. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, Hichshiru by ele eight echot kuti bevad. Even by get isha, get shukr, it's only an eight echot kuti that's believed, but two eidim not. Maikum Ashman, Zok to Gemara. What's the chiddish? Meaning Rabbi Lazar said this. So the question is, why did Rabbi Lazar have to say this? Tonino, it's mefurish in the Mishnah. Now, it's not mefurish in the Mishnah, but it's pretty medoyik in the Mishnah. We were medoyik it before we spoke at Rabbi Lazar. We saw Rabbi Lazar, but before we spoke at Rabbi Lazar, we saw it. It's right from the Mishnah. Kol get sheyesh olav eid kuti pasul v'chule. It says eid. So why did Rabbi Lazar have to say something that's mefurish in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, no, even Masisa, and had I only had the Mishnah, havamina, I would have thought, afilu trei nami. Maybe really, even if two eidim sign, it's going to be okay. Meaning, maybe both of them could be kutim. The reason I mentioned one was Mishun de Bishtaris Afiluchad Nami Loi. We wanted to bring out the point that as it relates to Shtar Shtaris, over there, even an Eid Echot Kuti wouldn't be okay. Meaning, if we were just trying to say the Kayach de Teira, we would have said that even two Eidim are kosher. The reason we said Eid Echad is because we want you to know that Shar Shtoris, even Eid Echad, is not okay. Kamash Malon, so Lohoitzi Milibon Shel, right? Hakutim. So it's for that reason Rabbi Loza said that I want you to know that no, it's only one that's going to be okay by Get Ish and Get Shechar. Is that true? You can't have two Eidim, Vaktani, Maisa. We brought the story of the Evil thing, Rabbi Gamliel Kfaris Noi, Get Ish, Vayo Eidov, Eide Kutim, they were both Eidim, Vehichshir, and Rabbi Gamliel said it was kosher. So how could you tell me it's only an Eid Echad that's kosher? The Mishnah then brought a Maisa Lister, right? You have the Maisa with Rabbi Gamliel, and it says Mefurish that it was two. I'm Rabbiya. So Abaya said, Tani Eidov. He changed the gear. So the story with Rabbi Gamliel was not Eidov. It's missing a Yod. It really should say Eidov. It was only Eid Echad, because Rabbi Gamliel, like the Shita of the Chachamim and the Mishnah, holds that it's only an Eid Echad Kuti that's going to be okay. Rabbi says, the Oilam Trey. Really? The girsa of Rabbi Gamliel should say the way it is. And Rabbi Gamliel was machshir with two. What's the kasha? The kasha is that maisa listar. You're telling me halacha that an eid echad kuti is kasha. And then you're bringing a maisa even to a kasha? Rabbi Gamliel miflik poli. Because Rabbi Gamliel was chaylik. Yeah, but you didn't mention Rabbi Gamliel's miflik poli. It's still a maisa listar. That's how you answer the maisa listar. Rabbi Gamliel machshir b'shnayim. Rabbi Gamliel said that they're both kasha. Maisa nami she'evil. If not, Rabbi Gamliel l'kvar slay get each value eidim eidim good. The hichshir, Rabbi Gamliel says that even two eidim is going to be kasha. And enochinami, it's not a maisa listar because really it's a machloikis in the Mishnah. So the bottom line is we have 2 days in the Gemara whether there is a machloikis going on in this Mishnah or there's not a machloikis going on in the Mishnah. Which Nakuda, when we say an Eid Kuti is kosher for Get Isha Get Shechar, is only an Eid Echad, or is it even going to be two Eidim that is going to be kosher? Incidentally, if the Eid Echad is kosher, so what's the Pshan in the Mishnah? Pshan in the Mishnah is the way we said it. If it's two Eidim that are going to be kosher, what's going to be Pshan in the Mishnah? What's Pshan in the Mishnah? You see, two Eidim are kosher for Get Isha Get Shechar. No Eidim are kosher as it relates to Shtar Mamon. The Tetz of Rav Shimon Gamliel Lishitasai. Rav Shimon Gamliel said that Kol Shechziku by the Kutama Neman, Kol Sheloi Echziku by the Kutama Not Neman, Rav Shimon Gamliel Lishitasai holds that as it relates to Shtar Mamon, they were in Nizer, that's why they're not believed. But as it relates to Get Isha, over there they are going to be believed. And what was the problem with originally being Mekimet? Why you being Mechal between one Eidim and two Eidim? Terrace says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Taka holds that even two Eidim are going to be kosher. Either way, or it's Rabbi Gamliel, not Rav Shimon Gamliel. So, I'm sorry. It's not Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Shitasa, but Rav Shimon Gamliel is going Beshitas Rabbi Gamliel. So, just to speak out one Ha'ara before we go Vayit. I mean, today's daf is mamish. You know, we always say today's daf is a week. This is like a month. So, but just to speak out one Ha'ara for a second, one of the lighter Nukudas here on today's daf. Toisvis, Tibra Maschel, Matzas Kuti Muteres, on Daf Yudam Ad Aleph, he asks two kashas. Both Yisoidis to get kashas. We'll speak out the second kash. Tosfos says that there's a Gemara in the first parak of Masechtas Chulin where it's mavur that the kutim, even Laman Da'amar Geri Emes, and even Laman Da'amar, that they were medaktik in b'mitzvos. But at the same time, the Gemara says the kutim were not careful in the halacha of lifnei iver lo yisitei mechshal. It plays itself out in the first sugya of Masechtas Chulin with regards to the first Mishnah Masechtas Chulin, and that is Hakol Shoichin v'Shchitasan Ksheira. Could you trust the Shchita of a Kuti, or could you not trust the Shchita of a Kuti? And the Gemara says that even if the Kutin are Yidin, and even if they were Medaktik in the Mitzvahs, and even if a Kuti would never eat Nevela for himself, but at the same time, if he's Shechting for you, the Kuti is Chashur in Lifnei Iver Loisite Mechshol, and it's for that reason you can never trust a Kuti if he's doing something for you. So Freita is Sakasha. How could Matzah's Kuti be Muteres? The Kuti is the one that prepared the Matzah, so L'chayra, you have to be Chayish that maybe it wasn't Lushma, or maybe it's even Chametz. I, the Kuti, am Medaktik in Mitzvahs, I understand, but then I'm Medaktik in Lifnei Iver Loisite Mechshol, and he's preparing it for you. So Bishloim, if a Kuti invites you to his Seder, and the Kuti's braving to say that you're sitting with him and he's munching on the matzahs and now he's giving you your kazesim. Okay, but say that that's not lifnei iver loisite mechshol. Or at the very least, you see he's eating from it. So you know he's medakting for himself. But matzahs kuti muteres sounds like a blanket statement. It sounds like if he prepares the matzah, you're allowed to go ahead and eat it. Why are you allowed to eat it? It had a stim with the first parak in Masechtas Chulin. And Tosfos says, v'yeshloima, you have to say, enochinam. Matzahs kuti muteres means when he himself is eating from it as well. So he took a bite out of matzah, you know it's not poison, then now you wait for the matzah. So the kai gavnet's going to be okay, but enochinami, simply to rely on the kuti, Even if you hold that he's medaktik b'mitzvahs, it's going to be a problem. There's no one of the three tanom that were mentioned in this braisa that holds not that way. Because that is the halacha revocha b'Yisrael, that the kutim were chashed on lifnei iver lo yisikta michshol. Question is why? Why are they chashed on lifnei iver? There's something unique about this. Like, why they discriminate with regard to lavin the Torah? Lifnei iver lo yisikta michshol. So all the lavin in the Torah, they were nizrin. But for some reason, when it comes to lifnei iver lo yisikta michshol, which is a lav klali, but at the same time, this lav, they were a nichshol. They were a nizrin. So Rashi, Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, says that the reason the kutim were not nizrin lifnei iver lo yisikta michshol is the less lahu lifnei iver lo yisikta michshol elokim ashmor. Because the way the Kutim read the words, Lifnei Iver Lo Yisikta Michshol, was literally, Shelo Yitein Even Bederech Iver Lahapiloi. That if you see an Iver, a Sumo, literally an Iver, don't put a stone in front of him, don't cause him to trip over. He can't see. If you can put something in front of him, he might fall. And that's the way they touch Lifnei Iver Lo Yisikta. They held of Lifnei Iver Lo Yisikta Michshol. It's in their Minyan HaMitzvahs. But at the same time, they didn't understand the Rabbanan's interpretation of Lifnei Iver Lo Yisikta Michshol. What does it have to do with giving someone matzahs that weren't made l'shma for him to be yotze is chiyav matzah? So avad they hold of lifnei iver lo yisikta michshol. They just didn't learn lifnei iver lo yisikta michshol the way Chazal learned lifnei iver lo yisikta michshol. Meaning, throughout Shas, there's an idea that a yid is not allowed to cause another yid to do an avera. You can't pass a glass of wine to another. You can't be moishet even menachai, even to a ben noyach. Right, there's so many different sugyas that talk about this inyan of lifnei iver lo yisikta michshol. Where does it say that in lifnei iver lo yisikta michshol? There's an iver, that's a suma, that's someone that is a sagi nahar. Don't put a michshol if he's walking. That's what it says in the Torah. It says don't give a glass of wine to another. Now, it's me inyan, le inyan, but it's an inyan. I understand you're being machshol, and he's an inyan, and the halacha, he doesn't chap, he's a nozer, he doesn't realize how awesome it is. It's a shtickle Torah. And it's that shtickle Torah that the kutim we're not masking to. It's Yodua, Remeir Simcha, Meshech Achma. On this pasuk, V'lifnei Iver, Loisitim Michel says as follows. Just kedai to read one line Remeir Simcha inside. Hakutim Mefarshim Kimashmai. The Kutim learned this pasuk Kimashmai. Shelo Yitein Evan Lifnei Iver B'derech La'Pilei. Rashi Chulin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. V'chein Hu Emes. Says Remeir Simcha, the way the Kutim teached it is true. Meaning, the Pasuk Pshat is true. We, Chazal, were just meisif on the Pashup Pshat. But Avada, the Pshat that the Kutim said is true, Umizeh, says Ramei Simcha, and if that's the case, from this Pasuk, Azhara, this is a source for there to be a lav lepoiseach oikoyre bar b'shusar rabim. If somebody digs a bar b'shusar rabim, so that's one of the Arba'a v'sazikim, bar, right? That's one of the Arba'a v'sazikim that there's no machloik, it's rabish, everyone knows what a bar. A bar is a bar is a bar. Shar, we're not sure, mava, we're not sure. But bar and hever, right? Those two we know. So bar is for sure a bar, it's a pit. So if somebody digs a pit and then somebody falls in, he's a masik. But the question is, were you over an isser? Says Ramei Simcha, yeah. You were over an isser, lifnei iver lo yisikta michshol. So we're not learning Bava Kama now. But when we learn Bava Kama, Be'ez Hashem, it's coming up in the not too distant future. Birchus Shmuel Simon Beis. That Reb Chaim said that in addition to the Chiyuve Mazik, there's also the Isser Mazik, right? V'advar Matikin. This Ramei Simcha is a Choshev Amar Makim, that in the Mazik of Bar, there's an Isser Mazik of the Isser of Lufnei Iver Lo Yisikta Michshol. But Al Kapanim, Ramei Simcha said a Dover Pasha. Ramei Simcha said that this that the Kutim teached, V'chein Hu HaEmes. It's true. No one said it's not true. It's just a Chazal. We're Moisef on top of that. Oh, but the Emes is, this Ramei Simcha is not Pasha at all. It's not Pasha at all. The Chinuch in mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis. Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis is Shaloi Lahachshol Tam Baderech. It's the lav of Lifnei Iver Lo Yisikta Michshol. So what is Lifnei Iver Lo Yisikta Michshol? Zok Techinuch. Loi Lahachshol Bnei Yisrael. Don't be Machshol Yid. Loseis Lohem Eitzara. Don't give a Yid a bad Eitzah. Avon Neyasher Oysam Kishiyish Alu Eitzah. Somebody asks you for advice, you should try your hardest to give him good advice. But my shenamin shu yoyche ve'itzah toive shenemar ve'lifnei iver lo yisite michshol. V'loshin safra lifnei suma ba davar v'hoyonoytum imcha etzah al titein lo yitzne she'eno yagenes loy. V'amru zechreinu levracha al yoymer adam l'chaveiro imechor sodcha v'kach amor. Right? Don't tell your friend sell when you're going to be on the other end of this transaction and you're going to be the one that's buying. And says the chinuch, this lav is a little more inclusive. Someone that helps an over aver. Right? Sometimes a person convinces someone to do an aver. The bottom line is this is the chinuch's presentation of the love of Lifnei Iver Lo Yisik Temichshol. The Rambam, in its Snefer HaMitzvahs, is command verbatim the Chinuch, as it very, very often is. In the Rambam, it's a mitzvah Reish Tzadik Tes. He Sheheziranu Mehachshol K'tzoseinu Es K'tzoseinu Be'etzo. Don't give someone bad advice. V'hu Shem Yishal Ka'odem Eitzah B'davar Hu Niftabai V'chulu V'chulu V'hu Amr Yisal Lifnei Iver Lo Yisik Temichshol. Then he brings the Sefra, and he brings all the Marim HaKoymes that the Chinuch said. Freite Minchas Chinuch. The Chinuch is presenting the mitzvah of Lifnei Iver. The Rambam is presenting the mitzvah of Lifnei Iver. And it was Ikka Chosim and HaSefer. They left out the Pashup Shah. The Chinuch didn't say one word about if you see a sumo walking down the street, don't put a stone in front of him to cause him to trip. Don't give someone a bad Eitzah. Don't give a Koshel Yayin L'Nazer. What happened to the Pashup Shah? What happened to the literal translation of the Pasuk? If you look in Rashi and Chumash, on the Pasuk, the Lifnei Iver Loisik Tein Michshol, Zuk Teil Rashi, Lifnei Hasuma Bidavar, Loisik Tein Eitzah She'enoy Agenes Loi, Al Toimer M'chor Sodcha V'kak L'cha Chamor, V'ata Oikav Olof V'noy Teimer, Frank Teimer Chas Chinuch, why is everyone not learning Pashup Shah? Because the Kutim said it? So what? The Kutim are just saying the Pashup Shah. The problem with them is that they're being Makhish the Torah Shabal Peh. But L'chayra, the Torah Shabbat Peh includes in it the Pashup Shah. Says the Mechas Chinuch, it's clear to me that Chazal, the Chinuch, the Rambam, Rashi HaKudosh, they all did not learn like the Kutim. And they held that the Pashup Shah and the Pasuk must be not like the Kutim. Not like Ramei Simcha. But the Pashup Shah is don't be machshel someone. Don't give someone an Eitzara. Don't cause him to do an Aveh. And if that's the case, talk to Mechas Chinuch, this is a Pasuk where mikros yoytzim idei pshutai, and the punchline is that the Gemara says in Yevamos daf chavdal and amad aleph that kol atayru kula ein mikros yoytzim idei pshutai, with the exception of one pasuk v'chaya b'chayr asher teileid yakum hashem ocham ameis v'yimachu shmai b'yisrael. The Gemara says the only pasuk in the entire Torah where mikros yoytzim idei pshutai, right, pasuk it sounds like in after Yibum, the first child that Shimon is going to have, the proverbial Shimon, should be named after Reuven. Even though the Rambam brings, but that's not the pshat. What it really means is Vahaya Bechar, the oldest brother, he's the one that's Yochum Hashem Machem Ames, he's the one that has a mitzvah to do Yibah, because mitzvah begad lo yab, ayin shal. But the bottom line is, it's Zokta Mechaz Chinuch, I have another pasuk, where Mikruz Yaitz V'dei Pshutai, Lifnei Iver Lo Yisik Tein Michshol, you see it from the Rishonim, because the Kutim were the ones that learned that way. But the Chazal learned Lehedya, not like the Kutim. This is the Mechaz Chinuch's Kasha, and he blides Sorachin. It's a bomba from a Kasha. So the emes is that over the years, we mentioned this Michas Chinuch's Kasha, not recently, and we spoke at a teretz from the Klei Yoker. And it's not a teretz as in a V'im Toima V'yesh Loimar, but the Klei Yoker, in two lines, is clearly coming to answer this question. Klei Yoker is on the pasuk V'lifnei Iver Lo Yisik Tein Michshol. Pirush Rashi, Loi Titein Eitzah V'chulu. Ki Ein Lefarish, says the Klei Yoker, Iver Mamish, U'michshol Mamish. You can't learn the way the Kutim learned. Sharei Nemar. What are the next words of the pasuk? V'yoreisa me'eloi kecha, ani Hashem. V'zem medaber bedover hamasra l'leif dafka. Kiddush Olam HaBeis. We know the Gemara says, wherever it says v'yoreisa me'eloi kecha, it's talking about something that only Hashem knows, whether you're guilty right now or you're innocent. But if it's something that's obvious, everyone looking can tell exactly what's going on right now, that's not v'yoreisa me'eloi kecha. Because then, you're not just fearing Hashem, you're fearing everybody around you. So said the Klei Yoker, that I believe the reason Rashi and the Chinuch and the Rambam, for that matter as well, were mefarish the way they were mefarish, because the words v'yoreisa me'eloi kecha seem to give away that we're dealing with something that it's not so nicker. Now, if the pasuk is telling you don't take a stone and put it in the way of a saginar, so anyone that sees you doing it chaps, and you don't just have to fear Hashem, you have to look right and left three times to make sure nobody's watching. So it's not just v'yoreisa me'eloi kecha, it's v'yoreisa mibnei adam as well. So bal korchet, that's not what the pasuk means. In other words, the Klei Yoker is saying that from the words v'yoreisa me'eloi kecha, you know that the pshutai shel mikra of this pasuk must mean that. But the ain base medrash b'loi chiddush. Number one, I saw the Malbim asks this kasha. And the Malbim says that the Pasuk says, V'lifnei iver lo yisitein michshol. Says the Malbim, there are two words in Tanakh that you find to mean placing something or giving something. One is nesina, nosin titein. The other one is loisasum. What's the difference? Nesina means giving from one person to the other. V'nasam b'yada. The husband has to take the get and he has to give it to the isha. Sima means to place it near him, in his vicinity. It doesn't have to be a makabel. You don't have to be zoyrik it into the person's dalet ames. You don't need a chiddush of kinyan chatzer. You don't need a shliach l'kabbalah. Sima just means you put it in the person's presence. Says the Malbim, what did the Torah say? V'lifnei iver lo'isitein michshol. And because it says v'lifnei iver lo'isitein michshol, it's clear we're talking about something where you're physically giving something to someone else. The Torah is saying, Ruvain, don't give this to Shimon. If it means don't put an evan in the presence of a sumo, said the Malbim, it would have said v'lifnei iver lo'isasson michshol. What does it mean, v'lifnei iver lo'isitein michshol? Don't give him. What do you mean you give? Don't give him bad advice. Don't give him a glass of wine if he's a nazar. And that, says the Malbim, that was the hechrich. That's how we know. I'll tell you another chiddush. The Balaturim on this pasuk, v'lifnei iver lo'isitein michshol, says the Balaturim, the word michshol is chaser vav. It's missing a vav. Loimar, afilu einoi noisin michshol mamish. Even if you don't give a real michshol, michshol chaser, even if it's not a real michshol, el afilu liyatzai lefidarka yasa. Even if all you do is give him an eitzah, it's still going to be yasa. Meaning, l'rabbo is the terish abapeh of a lifnei ivel esita michshol. But in the Hagois, here, on the Balaturim, so they bring that the makar to this Balaturim is a medrash, as it very, very often is. The medrash's lashon is a little bit different. The medrash says as follows, kol michshol sheben mikra mole. Every time it says the word michshol in Torah, shebikzav, it says it mole. Bar min echad, with the exception of one, which is chasa. And that is v'lifnei iver loisitoi michshol. It's missing a vav. Lefi, she'enoi michshol mamish. Because this michshol is not a real michshol. Elosh loi tedaber dober shechavercha michshol boi. Ke'inyin shenemar lochein koyemar Hashem. Hinini noisa olam hazem michshoi l'matkan. In the Medrash is mavur that this michshol is actually written differently than every other michshol. This michshol is written chaser. And because it's written chaser, not like the Balaturim, afilu. No, that's all it means. It means dafka if it's chaser. Because if it would be a real michshol, would be a problem. But the bottom line is the Mechas Chinuch asks the kasha that it's mavur l'chayr from the Chinuch and the Rambam and Rashi and Chumash that the Kutim's understanding of lifting even the michshol doesn't play itself out. If that's the case, so l'chayr you have a pasuk that we're being moitzim de pshutah. So how could the Gemara say Yevamas Daf Chav Dalet that kol terukul ein mikri yoitzim de pshutah with the exception of Ahi B'chayr Shetel Yochem Hashem Vachem Amis? I have another pasuk for lifnei iver loisitei michshol. The teretz is three terutzim. This pasuk, the pasuk pshat and the pasuk we know, is really not talking about a regular michshol. Where do you see it in the pasuk pshat and the pasuk? We have the klei yoker. It says v'yareis me'elikechas. It has to be something that's muscle alive. We have the malbim lifnei iver loisitei, not loisasum. Sitei is mash, but pasuk pshat and the pasuk says the malbim that you're giving it from one person to the other, and michshol's written chaser, and michshol chaser. Maybe that's also a pasuk. Pshat al koponim, maybe b'derech hefsher, that it means over here that we're not dealing with a regular michshol, but we're dealing with something that would only maybe be a michshol. But one more davar nifla. The Mechas Chinuch in his hemshach, so he brings that the Mishnah Melech in Perek Dalet in Hilchas Malva Voloiva, it's one of the very, very long Mishnah Melechs, brings from the Knesset Hagdoila. That the Knesset HaGdoyla, I looked it up, the Mishnah Melech is being medayakin in the Knesset HaGdoyla, that he wanted to say an unbelievable chiddush. And it's geshmak, because we spoke about this, the end of Masech Tosoita, Daf Lamed Zayin nowadays. So he said like this, in the end of Masech Tosoita, one of the themes were the brachas and the klolas of Har Grizim and Har Eifel. And there were 11 klolas and 11 brachas, one bracha kloli and one klolor kloli. But the point is, there are 11 brachas and klolas that were mentioned in Parshas Kisavai. One of them is, Arur mashke iver badarech, v'omar kolohom omen. So the Mechas Chinuch brings that the Mishnah Melech said a shtikul Torah in a Knesset HaGdoyla. Chad ben HaKadmoinim. That the Knesset HaGdoyla said that this, that it's mevur from the Rishonim, the Mechas Chinuch's egen adik, that v'lifnei v'lisit ha-michshol does not mean the pshutei shel mikra. It's not the way they understood it. That's what is negaya the love of v'lifnei iver loisita michshol. Or what is negaya the klola of arer mashkir iver badorech v'omer kolon omen. There it's not going to be the case. A chiddush nifla that v'lifnei iver loisita michshol l'chud and arer mashkir iver badorech v'omer kolon omen l'chud. Stot tzvei dinim. Pashtus, this arer just means the love of v'lifnei iver loisita michshol. But the Mishnah Melech was medayik in the Knesset HaGdoyla, not that way. So I ran to the Mishnah Melech, and I looked it up, and what does he say? I knew this is what he was going to say. What does he say? It was Pasha. What does he say? Zogt der Mishlo Melech, die Eishloi Masse, da zwei Dirim. Zendobel, if Neivel, I seek the Michshol, into the Aramashke, even by the Ark of Amakol Amami. Why? Because Be'etzim, it's a plea. How a Chazal able to be Moitzi, even if Neivel, I seek the Michshol, midei Pshutoi. L'chay, a Pashup Shad is what the Kutim said. And Kol Atay Rukul Eimikri, Yoitzi, midei Pshutoi. The Teretz is, it says, V'yareisum Eilekecha. He was Mechavim to the Klayokar. He says, it says, V'yareisum Eilekecha, and V'yareisum Eilekecha is the giveaway. Aramashke, even by the Ark of Amakol Amami, it doesn't say V'yareisum Eilekecha. And because over there, it doesn't say v'yareisim elekecha. Over there, it's not going to be different. That means is over there, it doesn't say v'yareisim elekecha. Over there, it doesn't say tulif ne'iva loy sitei michshol. And over there, it doesn't say the word michshol chaser. So we have tzvei dinim over here. We have the pasuk of lif ne'iva loy sitei michshol, and we have the pasuk of orim mashke iva badarech v'amra kolam amen. They're the same. Sort of the same, but it could be there's a fundamentally yisoidi nafgamina. Mamish alumdis over here, tzei dinim, a brisk alumdis. In belief neivel oisit the michshol, tzei psukim, tzei bazunder edinim, mitzvei shulchan arachs. It comes really from this mishnah lemelech's diyuk in the knesset agdoilo that the mechas chinuch mean brings toich his arichos in mitzvah reish lamid beis. Either way, we have a lot more gemara to learn, I think, and zok the mishnah weiter. So we go from one sugya that's oimed berumay shalaylam to another sugya that's oimed berumay shalaylam. And again, this mishnah we're familiar with because this mishnah was discussed in the beginning of the daf and it was discussed at the end of yesterday's daf. So the mishnah kol hash shtarois ha'oylim be'erkois shal oivde koychavim. All shtarois that were prepared in the erkois of oivde koychavim. These are the non-Jewish courthouses. Even though the signatures on these shtaros are ovdei kechavim, ksherim dalach is that the shtaros are going to be kosher. Chutz megitei nashim b'shechurei avodim, with the exception of a get isha and a get shechur. Over there, the halach is that if the shtar was prepared in their koyt shel ovdei kechavim and the signatures are ovdei kechavim, the halach is it's going to be possible. Reb Shimon says, af elu ksherim, even get isha and get shechur is going to be kosher. If the signatures are Ovdei Kechavim, like Huskaru Elav Azman Shanasa Behedin. In fact, Rav Shimon said the only time there's ever a problem with a shtar that was prepared by Ovdei Kechavim is if it was prepared by Hedyotis. Meaning, if there was a non-Jewish court, a real court, a legitimate bona fide court, that oversaw this shtar and they said that they believe this shtar is a kosher shtar, we're going to recognize this shtar B'dinei Yisrael as well. So if it was prepared by Hedyotis, then Enochinami. But to the extent that it was done by Ksherim, it's going to be okay. Bottom line, what's the halacha of the Mishnah? You have a shtar that went through some court system, but not Dine Yisrael. Didn't follow Masechta Sanhedrin and the Rambam and Hilchas Sanhedrin, Hilchas Eidos, but rather it was prepared by Ovdei Kechavim. So we have a machloikis, Rav Shimon and the Chacham in the Mishnah. According to the Chachamim, as it relates to all shtaris that are going to be kosher, with the exception of a get isha, get shichur, this is one of the similarities between a get isha and a get shichur. According to Rav Shimon, even a get isha and a get shichur are going to be kosher. The only time there would be an issue is if you have a shtar, the signatures are in the Yehudin, and there was some hedyotis that stamped it, and they said it's okay. A hedyot that stamps, it's not okay. If it's a legitimate shtar, or a legitimate bezdin, such as in Erkois, that's when it's going to be fine. Zok Gemar, as it relates to the first halach of the Mishnah, that all shtaris that are not kitei noshim shakuri avodim, are kosher afa pisha chesmeim oivdei kecham. Kapasik v'tani, the tan of the Mishnah was soysim. Loishna mecher, loishna matana. It sounds like all shtaris are going to be okay. It doesn't matter if it's a shtar mecher. It doesn't matter if it's a shtar matana. Bishlam the mecher, Zok Gemar, bishlam, I understand the shtar mecher, michiyov, zuzi kamai hudakon. As soon as the transaction happens, so the kinyan is in effect. V'shtarer rai ba'almohu. And all the shtar is serving is really as proof that the transaction took place. There, I understand why you can trust the Ovdei Kechavim, because the ilo yov suzi kamayo, because if the transaction didn't really happen, they would have never allowed the shtar to take place. So the Gemara says, I understand the halacha that we trust the Erkosh Ovdei Kechavim and the signatures of the Ovdei Kechavim by a shtar mecher. What's the function of a shtar by a mecher? A mecher is a sale. What's the function of the shtar? The shtar doesn't make the kinyan. What the shtar does is it documents, it chronicles the kinyan. It's proof that the kinyan took place, but doesn't actually make the kinyan. Being that the shtar doesn't make the kinyan, all it is proof. So the fact that a non-Jewish court vetted it out and they passed it, they stamped it that it's okay. So that's proof that it happened. The tayelus of the shtar is proof. It's not proof. And as a result, I understand why it works. Ela matana, But kaposik v'toni loishna mechav loishna matana. How does this work for a shtar matana? B'may kokoni lav b'hayshtara. V'hayshtara chas b'baal mahu. In the event that the shtar was a shtar matana, where the shtar itself is what's effectuating the kinyan. So if it's the shtar itself that's effectuating the kinyan, Zokta Yomara, over there, if the signatures of the shtar are in the Yehudim, why is the shtar a kosher shtar? Meaning, when you need the shtar as proof of something that happened, so good. Loi mari nafshayu is proof. But if I need the shtar to make something happen, how is the shtar that has the signatures of the Oivdei Kechavin going to be able to make something happen? Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, I hear the kasha, a bedina de malchusa dina. I hear, it's good art. But dina de malchusa dina. And being that in the dina de malchusa, this is a good shtar, so in our world also, it's going to be a good shtar. And if this shtar is able to make kinyan, then it's going to be able to make kinyan. Iba yaseim, or you could say, tani chutz mikigit deinashim. And a chinami. Even though kapasik v'tani kol ashtaris, and it sounded like loishna mecha, loishna matana, it's not true. We misspoke a little bit. And really, it's only a shtar mecher where it's okay if it was prepared in our kais. Why? Because all it is a shtar raya. However, as it relates to a shtar kinyan, really, it would not be okay. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said, Chutz mi gitei nashim shechuri avodah. Tini, chutz mi ki gitei nashim. Any shtar that's like a get isha, the get itself is what does the krisos. So any shtar where the shtar itself is what's effectuating the kinyan, in that case, it's not going to be okay. So just two things. The first thing is, we have a chilek in the Mishnah between a regular shtar and a get isha. Now, according to the first gerus in the Gemara, let's focus on that, the chilek is not so clear. All shtaris, doesn't matter if it's a shtar mecher or it's a shtar matana, doesn't matter if the shtar is just proof of something that happened or the shtar is actually making something happen. In either one of those cases, it's going to be okay, with the exception of a get ish and a get shechur. So what's so special about a get ish and a get shechur that in that case it's not going to be okay? So Rashi on Daf Tes Amud Beis already mentioned this. And again, why was this mentioned on Daf Tes Amud Beis if the sugi is on Daf Yud Amud Beis? It's a little bit confusing. It's because we had the braisa that the shloish drachim, that kitei noshim and shechuri avodim ashav, and one of them was this halach. So over there Rashi was mefarish. And Rashi said that the reason kitei noshim are not okay is the lav b'nei krisus ninu. In order to play an integral role in Gittin V'Kedushin, you need to be someone that's shayach to Gittin V'Kedushin. If you can get married and divorced Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, you can be an aid on such a situation. As opposed to an Oivik Echavim that's not shayach to Gittin V'Kedushin, and therefore he can't be an aid on it either. So the reason the Oivik Echavim is excluded is Zakrashi, because he's ain't a B'Tayrus Gittin V'Kedushin. So it's true, it's like a technical thing. Really, it should be okay, but because he's in the Torah, he's not. According to the second Torah on the Gemara, the chilek between Gittei Noshim, Shechuri Avodim, and other shtaris is more fundamental. It's because the Oivik Kechavim is believed if the purpose of the shtar is just L'raya Ba'alma. But if the shtar has to do something, then he's not believed. And the truth is, Gittei Noshim, Shechuri Avodim, Alav Davka. It's Tini Ki Gittei Noshim, the Ki Shechuri Avodim. As long as it's similar. Right, so Pashat, a very fundamental nafgamina, what Pashu Pshan in the Mishnah is, depending on what the Gersa is. Is the reason Gittei Noshim Chiri Avram are different is because they're not Pateris Gittei V'Kedushin, or is it because there the Shtar has to be Poyal, and because the Shtar has to be Poyal, over there it's going to be different. That's the first star. The second star is, the Gemara's immediate reaction was that I understand why a Shtar that was prepared by Arkois with the Chasimus HaOivdei Kechavim would be kosher if it's a Shtar Rai. But if it's a Shtar Kinyan, I don't understand it. Right, that was the Gemara's kasha. Ad kidekach that in one Ibai Sev, the Gemara changes the gears in the Mishnah because the Gemara doesn't hear the chilek. Meaning, bishloim a shtar raya loy mari nafshaya. So for sure, this is a real shtar. But if it's a shtar kinyan, how does it work? And that means it's very sussum. What's the svara of the Gemara? Right, it's not clear. If there's a svara of loy mari nafshaya, so okay, they wouldn't sign falsely. If they wouldn't sign falsely, it should be okay. Now, what are you going to tell me? But there ain't a Yehudim? I hear, it's a good kasha. But there ain't a Yehudim by the Shtar Mecher too. You're telling me Shtar Mecher is kasha. Aye, there ain't a Yehudim. But so, we have to get to this at some point and explain what's going on here a little bit. But you see from the Mishnah that an ain't a Yehudi that signs, as long as it's prepared by Rekuas, is going to be fine, right? That's clear in the Mishnah. But for some reason, the Gemara is being mechalik between a Shtar Rai and Shtar Kinyan. What's the difference if it's a Shtar Rai or Shtar Kinyan? If it's the reason we're trusting the Oivik Echavim, and their kois, really, is what we're trusting, is because of Leimari Navshayo. So if there's a Leimari Navshayo, so there's a Leimari Navshayo. So if the signatures are real, then the shtar is real. So mali if it's a shtar mecher, mali if it's a shtar kinyan. What should be the difference? So Reb Chaim Brisker, and this is Reb Chaim in Sefer, in parentheses, in brackets, in Hilchas Gerushin, in one of his shtikloch, and it's also Mefurish here, Reb Chaim in stencils, addressing this Gemara. Reb Chaim said, the lomdus is pashat. The lomdus is that the reason a shtar that was prepared by a kosh, leif kechavim, is kashim, ipnei shalei mari nafshayu, is not because when we see this shtar, we see a document that has two kosher signatures on it. We don't see a document with two kosher signatures on it. You have Ovdei Kechavim that signed, and because Ovdei Kechavim signed, so therefore this is very much not a kosher shtar. The reason it works is because what's the whole purpose of the shtar? To be a raya that the transaction happened. The umdin of Leimari Nafshayu is enough to say that this shtar does what the shtar is supposed to do. The whole purpose, the chayvasei b'ilamai of the shtar, is to prove to us, to give us the confidence that this transaction happened. So if I have a shtar that's signed by two Yehudim, so I have the confidence that it happened. The Torah says, "Al pishnei edim yakum davar." If I have a shtar that was prepared by a kosh loiv dekechavim because of the umdun of loimari nafshayu, I also have the confidence that this transaction happened. Do I have a shtar that has two signatures? No. What I have is the confidence that I need to be able to live and go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning knowing that this transaction actually happened. But by a shtar kinyan over there, I need a cheftz of a shtar. And in order to have a cheftz of a shtar, I need a chsimah. I need people to sign on the shtar. Avivul da'ivdi kechavim, and I kosher eidim, so chavnish I cheftz of a shtar. And that's why it's not going to work. Just klar posh, that's the lomitz Reb Chaim said. That as it relates to a shtar raya, I don't need a shtar so much. I don't need eidim on the shtar. I just need the raya. The eidim on the shtar is just the hechatimtza for me to have a raya to know that this transaction took place. Good, so I can get there the old-fashioned way, or I can take the long scenic route. I have Avdei Kechavim, Der Kois, Leimari Nafshayu. I end up in the same place. I have a Leimari Nafshayu. I have a clear umdino that this is what happened. As opposed to, as it relates to the shtar kinyan, over there I need a heftz of a shtar to be able to pull off the kinyan. And if I need a heftz of a shtar to be able to pull off a kinyan, over there it's going to be different. Either way, moving along. Reb Shimon said, Af Eluk Sheirim V'chul. Reb Shimon was chaylik. And Reb Shimon said that even in the case of Gitei Noshim and Shechuri Avodim, if you have Ovdei Kechavim, if it was prepared by a kois, the halach is it's going to be kosher. The only time it's a problem is Hedyoitis. But if you have a kois, it's always going to be okay. So, how could Reb Shimon say that Ovdei Kechavim could sign on to get Isha and get Shechur for that matter as well? L'chayra, then Apnei Krisos. We just said that why Gitei Noshim and Shechuri Avodim different. So he said, Pshat, based on the two Iba Yisem is in the Gemara. But the Pashat Pshat is because they're not paying Krisos. Or Shimon, they're not paying Krisos. If they're not paying Krisos, get to the Gedushin, why is this okay? Amr Rab Zeir said it. We know this already. We saw this in the beginning of today's daf. Yorid Rab Shimon Lashitas Lish Rabbi Lazar. Rab Shimon holds like Rabbi Lazar. The Amr Eidim Asir Karati. And being that he holds like Rabbi Lazar, Eidim Asir Karati, so you don't really need the Eid Chsim in the first place. So therefore, even though they're Oivdei Kechavim, it's going to be okay. Faith the Gemara. Amr Rab Abba said, Moide Rabbi Lazar B'Mezuif Mitoiches Shepasel. Didn't Rab Abba say, Moide Rabbi Lazar B'Mezuif Mitoiches Shepasel? And by the way, just the Cheshbon again, the Gemara and Daf Tes said that even the Tanakhama of this Mishnah holds like Rabbi Lazar, maybe that Eidim Asir Karti, right? The Halach is like Rabbi Lazar, Begitin the Gemara said on Daf Dalet. So could be really he holds also like Rabbi Lazar that Eidim Asir Karti. The only reason he holds the problem is because Moed Rabbi Lazar Mezuif Mitoichah. So that's the Kashan Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, I is a Moed Rabbi Lazar Mezuif Mitoichah Shupasel. Hachel Maya Skinner B'Shemus Mufakin. It's talking about where these Shemus were Shemus Mufakin. What's the point? Why is Moed Rabbi Lazar Mezuif Mitoichah? Because we're afraid that if you're going to see a shtar that has these signatures on it, people are going to think these are regular Yidden, and you're going to end up being Simech on it. And that's why Moide Rabbi Lazar B'Mezuif Mitoichah. It's because of Gzeira, what might come if you have these people that really shouldn't be signed. So, if however the Shemas are Shemas Mavakim, so you know for sure that these are Ovdei Kechavim, over there you don't have to be worried about it. Over there it's going to be okay. I got to think it's Kedai to speak out. Where did we have Moide Rabbi Lazar B'Mezuif Mitoichah the first time in the Masechta? Right, it's something that's going to come up a lot. We had it the first time in the Sugya of Shaloi Lashma. Whereas the Kasha, Rabbi holds that why do you say Befanai Nechtav, the Vishayim became Lashma? It sounds then that the ksivas aget has to be lishma and the chsimas aget has to be lishma. Befanai nechtav. And the Gemara said, man haitana, who's the tana that holds that tsnai the ksiva has to be lishma, tsnai the chsima has to be lishma. It says v'kasavla. Does v'kasavla mean the ksiva? So the ksiva has to be lishma. Does it mean the chsima? Then the chsima has to be lishma. Who holds both? And the Gemara came out, the maskana, two terus. Either Rabbi Yehuda holds both, or it's Rabbi Lazar. May the Rabbi Lazar be mezuif mitoicha. Rabbi Lazar holds the kasa means ksiva lishma. But once they're signatures, they better be lishma. Because may the Rabbi Lazar be mezuif mitoicha. Frey Tosfos Akasha. This is a a week in yeshiva for sure, and that is, I don't understand. The whole yisoid of Rabbi Lazar being moida b'mizuif mitoichai, it's a mefurish gemara in daf yod aleph. It's because of exera. You're going to see these signatures, so you're going to think that they're ksherim. Or goy sign on the star, you're going to think he's a yid, you'll trust him as edim asira. A karev or apostle, you're going to think they're kosher edim. If it was shaloi l'shma, what's the exera exactly? The edim are kosher, they punked head the wrong machshava. Vos pas moida Rabbi Lazar b'mizuif mitoichai, if it's shaloi l'shma, right? This Gemara brings out that tosis very, very stark. But either way, that is the Gemara's teretz, that lo'olam Rav Shimon is going according to Rabbi Lazar, edim asira karti. That's why you really don't need edim in the first place. If they're oivik yichamim, it's going to be kosher. I moida Rabbi Lazar b'mizuif mitoichai. It doesn't pass this far. Moida Rabbi Lazar b'mizuif mitoichai, because we're talking about shemus mufakim. Zok mehechad ameshemus mufakim. What's an example of shemus mufakim? Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, I'll give you a few examples. You go in Hurmiz va'avudina bar shipsoi ubar kidri ubati v'nakim una. Zok the Gemara. Avos shemus mufakim ma'ayla. It sounds like even Rabbi Shimon's going to agree to the chachamim in the Mishnah that if you would have a get isha, and there were Oivdik and Chavim sign, and they were shameless in a Muvakim, would be a problem. Why? Because the whole Reb Shimon's could bite them Rabbi Lazar. But Moide Rabbi Lazar, the Mezuyev Mitaychai, afterwards, shameless Muvakim, then you don't have the problem. Ihachis, what's the kasha? A pshat kasha, the Mishnah. At the time you say, Kalyus Kurel, was Machinasa beheaded. Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah, though, when is it that it's not okay by Gitei Noshim Vishakuri Avadim, if it wasn't prepared in our Kais, if it was presided over by a Hedid? But if it's prepared by her kais, it sounds like in all cases, it's always going to be okay. But lefizeh, it's not true. Lifloik v'lisne bedida. Where Reb Shimon should have done was, he should have been mechalik even in a case where it was prepared by her kais. And this is what he should have said. When is it true that it's kosher b'gitei noshim v'shchuri avadim if it's shemus muvakim? Because then there's no problem with Rabbi Lazar mezuif mitoichai. Avol shemus she'ena muvakim lai. But if it's shemus she'ena muvakim, not. The Gemara says, you're right. Hachi nami kamar chupam edvar mamurim. This is the way you have to read the Mishnah, a little edit. When is this true? Zok Reb Shimon now talking in the Mishnah. That it's okay to prepare a shtar, even get isha get shechaber kois, it's if it's shemus muvakim. Avol b'shemus she'ena muvakim. But if the shemus she'ena muvakim, nasa kemisha nasa behedyin, it's as if it was prepared the edyet, upsulin, and it's going to be possible. Meaning, enochinami, Reb Shimon in the Mishnah said what we want him to have said. He said that the only time it's going to be kosher is if it was prepared be'er kois, if it was done b'shemos mufakim, but if it's shemos she'ena mufakim, it's a problem, and it's nas, meaning it's not that the only time it's a problem if it was prepared by a teotis, but any time it's shemos she'ena mufakim, it's nas as if it was prepared by a teotis. A little bit more of the Ibai Yisema, or you could say, sefer asam legitei mamim. Maybe we read the Mishnah wrong. And the way you have to read the Mishnah is as follows. Rav Shimon Oimer, af eluk sherim, period. Rav Shimon holds af eluk sherim. And what does ksherim mean? They came to the Gemara where it's shemos mufakim. The last line of the Mishnah that says like huskru elbas mancha nasa behedyet is going back on the Tanakam of the Mishnah. Tanakam of the Mishnah said kol ashtore is ha'olim bar koich loiv de kechavim afa pisha chaysmeim oiv de kechavim ksherim. Two comments on that. The first comment is chutz migitei nashim v'shachuri avadim. Then we interrupt the program with Reb Shimon, and then we go back to the Chachamim. Like huskru elbas mancha nasa behedyet. The only time it's a problem shtori mamin. It's if it was prepared the hedit for hachi kamer. This is the way you're supposed to read it. Like huskuru kitei mamin the psulim ela pisman shenasa behedit. So we're going to learn one more gemara. I apologize. Tanya Amar Rabbi Lazar b'Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Lazar b'Rabbi Yosi said kacham Rabbi Shimon l'chachamim b'tzidon. This is what Rabbi Shimon told the chachamim in Tzidon. So the gemara now is bringing a brisa where Rabbi Shimon and the chachamim are debating this machloikis. What's the machloikis of Shimon the Chachamim? We know the machloikis. According to the Chachamim, a shtar that's prepared by a kohes is kosher with the exception of a get isha and a get shechur. Reb Shimon holds even a get isha and a get shechur is kosher. What was the Gemara that kimpton Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon holds like Rabbi Lazar edim asir karati. And although Moide Rabbi Lazar b'mezuyif mitoich eshu pasol, the only time it's going to be kosher is if the shemas eshemas mufakim. So really, the only time Reb Shimon is Moide or Chaylek, only time Reb Shimon is chaylik is if it's shemos mufakim. But if it's shemos she'ena mufakim, then he's going to be moida. Zok the Gemara, Reb Shimon told the Chachamim at Tzidon, wasn't this machloikis of a shtar that was prepared by a kohen something that was already debated by the earlier Tanan? Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim specifically. And Reb Shimon told the Chachamim, isn't this the way that machloikis went down? Why nechleku Rabbi Akiva v'chachamim al kol ha'shtarois ha'olim bar koish ha'loiv v'chachamim? Rabbi Akiva v'chachamim, who argued this sugya, they didn't argue regarding shtarois that were prepared bar koish ha'loiv v'chachamim, sh'af ha'pish ha'chayis meim oiv v'chachamim k'sher. that even though it was prepared by Ovdei Chachamim, it's going to be kashrus. If you look at Rashi, there's issues here with the Gersa. Meaning, the Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim had argued this sugya, but they both agreed that any shtar that was prepared by Koish and Ovdei Chachamim is going to be kosher. Va'afilu gitei noshem v'shechurei avodim. Even if it's a get ish and a get shechur. In other words, Reb Shimon Shita. The only time they argued was Bizman Shanasa the Hedid, in the case where it was prepared by a Hedid. So Reb Shimon tells the Chachamim, really this is the Ikra part that we need, he tells the Chachamim, I know this sugya was already discussed by Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. And when they discussed it, they were all in agreement. Everybody unanimously was on the same page. That if you have a shtar that was prepared by a Kois, even if it's a get Isha and a get Shichur, it's going to be kosher. Now with the caveat that it's Shemus Mufakim, like the Gemara already explained. But the bottom line is, as long as it's Shemus Mufakim, and you can go and leave it to Rabbi Loza, Eidem Asir Karti, and you're not going to run into Maidi Rabbi Loza, and Mizuif Pitaych Hashu Pasol, it's always going to be kosher. And that's a raya that I'm right. Because if the previous Dor of Tanam already argued this, then for sure I'm telling the truth. Okay. Loi Nechliku, there was apparently some machloikis Rabbi Kivin Lechachamu. What was that machloikis? Bisman Shanasa Behedit. The machloikis was where you have Chasimus of Avdi Kechavim, and it wasn't prepared in a Erkois. It was prepared by a Hedit. What was the machloikis? Rabbi Akiva Machsher. Rabbi Akiva said it's kosher. The Chachamim Poislim. And the Chachamim said it's going to be possible. Rabbi Akiva said it's kosher even if it was prepared by Etiotis. The Chachamim said if it's prepared by Etiotis, it's going to be possible. Listen to this. Chutz mi gitei noshim v'shechruri avadim, with the exception of gitei noshim and shechruri avadim, where over there, even the Etiotis, it's going to be kosher. Now, how could that be? How could it be that gitei noshim shechruri avadim is going to suddenly be more kuladig? Till now, it was more chomer. How is it suddenly more kuladig? The reason it's more kuladig over here is because if you hold edei mesira karti, so then you don't even need the edei chasim at all. If you don't need the edei chasim at all, it's not going to be a problem. I moide rabbi laza b'mezuyef mitoich eshu pasul. The teretz is b'shemus muvakim kamayir zakrashi. And therefore, by hetyoytis, there was even a shita sachachamim who held, and really everybody held, that it's going to be kosher. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Shimon said, from that aforementioned machloikis, because you see that even by gitei noshim shechruri avadim, it was going to be okay. Shimon Gamliel loymer. Shimon Gamliel was chaylik in the Taisafta. Shimon Gamliel says af eluk sheirim b'makev she'en Yisrael chaysmen. That this that we say that it's going to be kosher b'shemois mufhakim is only true b'makev she'en Yisrael chaysmen. If you live in a place where Yidden are not let us sign documents, so you could see how once upon a time, maybe along the way, there would have been a takana of such. But the bottom line is, if a Yid wasn't allowed to sign, then a Goy could sign. But if it's a Makim that a Yid's allowed to sign, then a Goy is not allowed. Then you can't even rely on a Get Isha Get Shechur, even if it's a Shem Muvak. And the reason is, Rashi says, because we make a Gzeira Shemus Muvakim, Otu Shemus Sheinu Muvakim. To the extent that Yidden sometimes sign documents, you can't have a non-Jew sign a Yiddish document, because we're going to maybe think he was a Yid, and if we're going to think maybe he was a Yid, we're going to end up relying on him as a Yid. There'll be Edom Asir or something along those lines. I hear Shemus Mavakim. I hear it's a good taina, but at the same time, it's a Gzeira Shemus Mavakim. Otu Shemus Enim Mavakim. So said Rav Shimon Gamliel, the only time you could ever rely on this Arkais is if it's a Makim where Ein Yisraelim Chaisman. So you know for sure not to rely on the signature as this person being a Yid. To the contrary, if he signed, then we know he's not a Yid. So if it's a Makim She'en Yisrael Chaisman, it's okay. But if it's a Makim She'en Yisrael Chaisman, even if it's Shemus Mavakim, we're going to Shemus Mavakim, out to Shemus She'en Mavakim. So says the Gemara, Makim She'en Chaisman, Nami Ligzer, out to Makim She'en Yisrael Chaisman. Rav Shimon Gamliel just said that Shemus Mavakim in and of itself is not enough. Because we're going to Shemus Mavakim, out to Shemus She'en Mavakim. Yet if it's a Makim She'en Yisrael Chaisman, then it is okay. Why don't you make a similar gzeira? Be geizer makim she'en Yisrael chaisman atu makim she'en Yisrael chaisman. If you geizer Shemus mufakim atu Shemus she'en mufakim, should we not also be geizer makim she'en Yisrael chaisman atu makim she'en Yisrael chaisman? And the Gemara says Shema b'Shema michlef asu b'asu loy michlef. People can get confused between this is a name that's not a Jewish name, right? There could be some gray area in that sugya. But as it relates to these places, if you know that the shtar was prepared in this zip code and this zip code Jews are not allowed to sign documents, so ready to make a gzeira this zip code atu that zip code, that's not something you're going to do. So just to end with one last ta'ara. Obviously, it got really, really late, not just late, early. But just to end with one final aura, and Baruch Hashem, we have related raid bites on this Indian as well, and that is, it's mavur in this sugya, a very, very big chiddush. A very, very big chiddush. This is a potentially a game-changing sugya. And the reason is, because you see in this sugya, that even though we know, in order to be moitzi mamin, you have to have two kosher eidim, But there's a new chiddush here, and that is, if you have a shtar that has signatures of Einam Yehudin, as long as it was prepared in a non-Jewish court, there's an umdina of Loi Mari Nafshayu, and that shtar is going to be a good shtar. For sure, for a shtar raya, right? Shtar raya, the Gemara doesn't even have a problem with. The question is, what about a shtar kinya? Dina de Malchus Adina, that already gets lumdis, Reb Chaim, we spoke at earlier. But as it relates to a shtar raya, let's keep it very, very simple. A shtar raya, there's a shtar that says that Reuven sold something to Shimon. They're fighting, and Reuven pulls out a shtar. He's mekayim the chesimis. Oivdei keichavim. Mamash. Fire to go to keichavim. It was prepared by a kois. It's going to be kosh. Freik da goyis oshri. Right here in this Gemara. A kushyatsu. He says, if that's the case, let me ask you a question. If somebody would be in court, Reuven and Shimon are having a civil dispute, and Reuven pulls out a shtar. I have two signatures on the shtar. Who signed on your shtar? Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen. Right? Tafla and the Rebbe Reb Shmalko. They signed on this shtar. Kosher shtar or Apostle shtar? It's Apostle shtar. Everyone knows Moshe and Aharon HaKohen. And as a result, the Apostle Leidus. So I'll ask you a question. You ever have a havamin in the world they lied? Tafla and the Rebbe Reb Shmalko, they signed on a shtar and they never saw the transactions? Oh yeah, I trust you. It happened. Of course not. Loi Mari Nafshayu. So how's the shtar Apostle shtar? You're telling me that if Oivdei Kirchavim signed, as long as it goes through the Erkoi system, there's an umdina that it happened. If Moshe and Aaron signed on the shtar, there's no umdina that it happened. So how is it possible, Freik Dagoyis Oshri, that Moshe and Aaron are worse than the shtar? So you tell me, what do you mean? I need two kosher signatures. But you don't have two kosher signatures. What you have is the umdina of the Erkoi. So how could the umdina of Erkoi be any worse or any better than Moshe and Aaron? Zok Dagoyis Oshri. It's mucha from here, something that Rabbeinu Yochar said. And that is, you have to say that this, that Eden, that are Oivdei Kirchavim, are not allowed to say Edus, is only Midrabbana. Midai Raisin, Oivdei Kirchavim is Koshal Edus. He's Koshal Edus Midai Raisin. And because he's Koshal Edus Midai Raisin, if you have a shtar with the signatures on the shtar, Oivdei Kirchavim, you have two Koshal Edus. If Moshe and Aharon sign on a shtar, you don't have kosher eidim because they're kriven. And a karev is posel eidos. And that's the chilek. The chilek is that oivdei kechavim are kosher eidos. And therefore it's going to be okay. But Moshe and Aharon are posel eidos. And therefore it's going to be a problem. The problem is that this chiddush that the Rosh brings is gevaldik. The Rosh has the credentials. He has all the prerequisites to say a chiddush like this. But not everybody holds that way. Uberoshim the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchas Eidos Perek Tes says Mefurish. We spoke about this in the Get Me Cleaver Raid by. The Rambam holds that any person that's not chayiv in all 613 mitzvahs, so to speak, is Pasul Eidos. That's why an Evikanani is Pasul Eidos. That's why the Shoyte B'Davar Echad in Itzik was Pasul Eidos. And that's why you know the Kechavim says the Rambam is Pasul Eidos. And that psalm is a psalm day Raisa, the Rambam says. Vasisam like Kashazam and Lassus Lachav, it has to be Ochav like you. So according to the Rambam, it's not going to work. So according to the Rambam, it's Hajra Kushya Leduchte. It's Rav Shach in Avi Ezri, and this is in two places. This is in Perichav Dal Hilchas Sanhedrin. It's also the last Avi Ezri in Hilchas Gerishin. He says that he believes that because it is Kasha, the Rambam was Mechiach, an incredible, incredible Chiddush in how you understand Eidos. And the Makar was the Hagois Ashri's Kasha in the daf that we just learned. One of the many parts of the daf that I don't know how many daf we learned today. But one of the many components of today's daf, it's something that we have related raid bites, and maybe we'll talk about this after Yom Tov.